312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. Very excited because coming up, we're going to talk with the mayor, and of course, we'll get the results coming in as well. And we're supposed to hear from Joe Biden coming up at 8 o'clock. He's going to be speaking mostly on COVID-19, but I think he'll also talk about his victories in Florida and Illinois. Joining me now, Mayor Lori Lightfoot in the city of Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's first talk. I obviously want to talk about the election results. Your response to, or reaction to Joe Biden tonight winning the state of Illinois.
Biden, I think, has really projected who he is, which is a steady, strong, experienced leader, particularly in this uncertain time and what we've seen coming from the White House in the handling of the coronavirus. I think people are looking for somebody who could give them confidence and who had the experience to be able to bring people together and manage a high-profile crisis that's really resonating in every state, every city, every town across the country.
You know, for you, obviously, this has been a crazy time and unprecedented for all of us, and you have been doing daily briefings and keeping Chicago in the loop. Obviously, with this election, this has been unprecedented. How do you think that the election board did, and how do you think that the city of Chicago did with elections today?
Look, this is totally uncharted territory. We started working with the Board of Elections, which is independent of city government, about 10 days ago, started talking to them about what their needs were, how we could be supportive. They'd become a part of our emergency operations center. And so we knew that we were going to lose some polling places because many of them were in senior homes. We also knew that we would lose election judges. Again, many of our seniors step up as election judges. So we worked to support them over the course of the last week by finding alternative polling places and doing an all call for volunteers who could get trained up as election judges. Under the circumstances, I think we've done as good as could be expected. We've seen unprecedented numbers of folks who opted to vote by mail, and similarly, we had a huge turnout regarding early voting. During the course of today, there were some hiccups, as there always are on election day, but by and large, I think that under the circumstances, the Board of Elections and really the unsung heroes, the poll watchers, the election judges, all did a very good job today.
Obviously, we switch quickly just to COVID-19 response as we move into this week, and you continue to tell us it's day to day, and that's the only thing we can talk about. I mean, obviously, we've seen San Francisco go to shelter in place. We've seen New York City say that that decision's coming in the next 24 hours. Is that something we should expect here in Chicago?
Well, look, over the course of the last week, even just since Friday when we announced that schools are going to be closed, people have had to absorb a lot of shock to the system. And so we want to make sure that we are doing things driven by the science and data. And the reality is that the arc of this virus is going to continue to escalate, in part because we've expanded our network of testing. But we're not going to hesitate to take additional measures if we feel that that's necessary to protect the public. But right now, I feel good about the place that we're in. But obviously, there's lots of discussions about what more can and should we be doing to protect the public.
Yeah. One of the things that's being mentioned a lot is just this idea of a stimulus or a bailout.
Yes.
We've talked about it economically at the top levels of when it comes to airlines and other things. But for the city of Chicago, you were on CNN today talking about possibly some sort of stimulus for the city of Chicago and the workers here. Is that something that's in the works?
We are working on something, which I hope to be able to announce later this week. The magnitude of the problem, not just in Chicago but across the country, really requires the federal government to step up. This is a problem that has to have a B as a solution, and that's in billions. But having said that, I think there's some things that we can do here on the ground in Chicago to have some immediate impact and effect to relieve some of the burden that our employers, small businesses, and our workers are feeling. And we want to do everything we can to support the residents here. So we'll be announcing some things later this week.
My last question for you is just for the WGN radio listeners, which is a big, vast part of Chicago and the state of Illinois and the region. What's your message about COVID-19? What's your message you get this moment right now to talk to us?
Well, I think that the most important things are people really need to take this seriously. They need to follow the guidance. If you are sick, you must stay home. Bold face, underlined, you must stay home. We've seen in several cases now where people went to their workplace when they were under the weather. They subsequently tested positive, and then it spread to other workers. People, you've got to stay home. If you're not feeling well, if you've got a cough, if you're sneezing, if you've got any upper respiratory issues, stay home. That's number one. Number two, we've got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to support the most vulnerable population. People over 60 or older, people who have underlying medical conditions, those folks are still top of mind for us, so we've got to make sure that we're supporting them. And the other thing I would say is, don't forget to be a good neighbor. We've got to look out for those people, you know, in our network, on our block, in our church family, who really are in need. Check in on them, even if it's just a call to say, how are you doing? That's really important. And I hope we don't lose sight of the fact that this is a tremendous city. People have been really, really generous. I'm getting daily reports of stories of people really going above and beyond and exhibiting what it means to be a Chicagoan.
There you go. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, thanks so much for joining us now. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.